3-2-1 process is you have a thought. And you have a thought, and you go, well, that's interesting. Or, gosh, is that possible? Or, wow, wouldn't that be fun? Or, I don't know, I've never tried that. Or you have a thought, and you go, well, I had this dream, and this dream kind of put me in this place, and I was planting tomatoes, and squashes was coming out of it. Well, is that possible? Or whatever that is. But you have a thought, okay? Now, that thought, if you embrace that thought, and then you picture it. Picture the thought. Having an image or an imagination to have that hold, that image. Okay? Now, that's your process. That's number three. And that's really your only work, your only big job in the process is to think it and see it. Okay? Now, you already have non-physical, which we've been clear. Non-physical goes right to work. It works out every detail. It finds it. It creates it. It sets up the genome so it can be. It works out every nuance. Not your work, not your job. Don't raise one finger toward it. Forget it. Let non-physical do what non-physical does. And that's orchestrating your thoughts. Okay? Once you have the thought, you're the human creator. Once you can see it in your mind, then non-physical goes to work on the details. Now, if you don't have any rules about it, it happens instantly. But if there are any rules whatsoever, you will not allow non-physical or anything else in creation to usurp your rules. Well, now that's another section, the rules section, that's a whole other topic. But let's say you have no rules or nothing to push against that process. Now, that's the three. Now, number two is non-physical's role. They work all the details. They make the reservations. They set it all up. They get the car ready. They make the where you're going available. They get the corner room with the nice view. Every on your schedule, they work out everything. Now, one is where you're redefining. Do you want a blue Porsche convertible or do you want a red Porsche convertible? And that's the one stage, and that's just your preference. Do you want the camel interior or the sable interior or the gray interior? The car already is. You're just making the final selective choices. The cake's already done. It's already cooled. It's already iced. It's already on the little piece of thing. One, your final direction is how large a piece of cake you're going to cut. That's all. It's the fine details. Now, when you get to that one process, the redefining, now if you are ambiguous, just say, well, I don't care. I'll have one of each. And then all of them will show up.
I'm in Hawaii, and if I would like to go hiking in the mountains above Albuquerque during the day and then come back here for dinner, visualize myself hiking is number three?
Yes, see it. Engage it. Imagine it. Get your shoes. Get your jacket because it's going to get cold. Get them little bars, you know, them little nutrition bar thingies. Probably use some of those and get the kind of water you like. Pack that up good and visualize it. What to expect when you are expecting. And that's the essence. And then quit. Let non-physical work out all the details. And then the next thing you know, somebody will call, or maybe not, or you can just go. It's every while you set it up that you can have it. People will say, I'm not having it. Okay, you don't have to. You're the creator. Somebody can just basically get you there, boom, 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 and you're there, and you're hiking, and then they can get you back home, boom, boom, boom. You can stay kind of late because with the time change, it won't be too big of a deal. You may have to leave right early to get it all worked out, but see, those are your confining restraints. And the only restraints ever are yours. So if you imagine it easily, I just want to close my eyes and go. Boom. Then you can do it just like that. But if you got rules about it, then you're going to get hung up in the details.
If we're doing number three and it's not happening, what's the workaround for that?
The first part is you don't have a workaround. You overlay. You start asking the question. If there's a degree of separation, who, what, when, where, and how? Clean up on aisle five refers to one of those. And if they get all the power in the whole wide world, they go, when did I get it? You've always had it. Well, how did I get it? Well, you have it within your non-physical. Well, why do I have it? Well, because that's the way you chose it. Well, who's over it? Who's more powerful than me? No one. You're the most powerful one regarding your point of see those degrees of separation. And once you can get to a place where you soften all that, you overlay that constantly by eliminating the rules and regulations, then everything becomes possible. It's the essence of how creation is wrought right here, right now. There is no workaround. There's a place of, instead of thinking or wondering, then you know. And if you have to solve who, what, when, where, and how, it sometimes can be a very long, arduous journey. But if you somehow can go beyond that and overlay it to the point that you don't even notice, boom, no problem. It's instant. There is no time drag or delay. Anytime there's a delay, that's just you making sure.
Open up the sky. This mess is getting high. It's windy and our family needs a ride. I know we'll be just fine.
Learn to love.